This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Sharrett and Xiaoning. It is 9:20 in the morning, Thursday the 25th of July. Now, in some of the corporate sector news this morning, the KLCI does continue to stay in the red on a year-to-date basis. They're down about 2% on a year-to-date basis. But there are sectors which have outperformed the broader market, and one such sector is the telecommunications sector.
Yeah, so they registered a return with the KL Telecommunication and Media Index, which is up about 21% on a year-to-date basis. Reversal of fortune, I would say, for the telco companies, which actually they had a very challenging 2018 as a result of some changes in policy. As the new Minister of Communication and Multimedia announced a reduce of broadband prices. So we saw the ARPU, or average revenue per user, declining significantly as users shifted from lower margin data usage, as well as average decline on telco stocks, which was a negative 24% in 2018.
Yeah, Telecom led the decliners with their share price more than halving, while Axiata also saw a loss of one quarter of its value in 2018. The sector was actually under a lot of pressure because prior to this, it was always seen as a defensive safe haven, giving out good dividends. But because there were so many policy changes, there were concerns whether the earnings would be sustainable. Added to that, of course, is the pressure in terms of 5G capex.
So for a deeper dive into this sector, especially with the 700 megahertz spectrum up for grabs, and to see if this outperformance can continue in the second half, we speak to Tan Jae Young, senior analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. Thank you so much for joining us, Jae Young. Now, telco stocks on average registered a return of 20% versus the broader KLCI returns of negative 2%. Attributable to the stellar performance of Axiata and TM, which were the laggards in 2018. What were the reasons for their improvements in the share prices?
Yeah, telco did very well. They actually outperformed the broader index. Yeah, but however, the outperformance of TM as well as Axiata, they were stimulated by different reasons in our view. First of all, Axiata, of course, along with DG, they did very well, mainly stimulated by the mega merger news flow. As you all know, Telenor Asia is in talks with Axiata to merge their Asian operations. I think that has gained a lot of interest in the market. As for TM, I think it's mainly due to their great set of results in quarter one, whereby they did a lot of cost savings. The results were above even their own guidance and very much above consensus estimates. And we think that the cost savings or the more disciplined cost structure is sustainable, and we are rather still positive about it.
And the 700 megahertz is coming up and will be much sought after. How do you think MCMC will award the spectrum, especially since we have a new minister? Would it be a beauty parade or auction based solely on price?
We think that the MCMC will still tender it, but however, they did mention that this will also based on beauty contest. I think now, against our earlier belief that it will purely based on price, I think it's very much based on capability of the bidders. I think they will put more emphasis on based on their experience as well as financial capability.
And who are the likely winners for this auction?
I think there's still enough to go around. Initially, based on the 2017 tender, there were 8 blocks available, and now they have stringed it to 4 blocks, but with a bigger bandwidth in each of the blocks. There are 4 blocks available now, which is planned to be tendered. We think this is still enough to be awarded to the Big Three as well as U-Mobile. We think that TM will not be aggressive in this spectrum bidding. We think that due to its small subscriber base, that's first of all. Secondly, we think that they already have a low spectrum frequency, which is the 850 megahertz. And lastly, we think that it already has a domestic roaming agreement with Cellcom. Therefore, I think the 4 blocks should be sufficient for each of the 4 big telcos now.
So, Jae Young, has the telco environment become more competitive now as the players are fighting for market share, much like what we saw in Indonesia at one point?
There's a reversal in Malaysian market, given that, considering that there's a merger between Cellcom and DG. Having said that, we'll still have 4.5, I think, considering TM is into the mobile space as well. So we still have with many competitors in the market. I think the competitions continue to be there. It's business usual as for us. I think since the few years back, the competition has been heating up, and not only in the prepaid side, the IDD, or even now the focus very much also on postpaid. Competition is business as usual for us. I think yet, I think all the telcos are very fully aware that they will still need to maintain a certain level of profitability in order to continue invest in the infrastructure. And now we are still in the midst of investment cycle for 4G, and 5G is already coming. So we think that competition will remain healthy. The competition will rather be more granular, probably in a smaller, more focused in certain segments. I think it will be rather contained. It's not going to be a full price war kind of thing.
And Jay Yang, the Malaysian telco sector valuations are not the most expensive when you compare to Indonesia and Thailand. But China, South Korea and Singapore seem to offer more value on a PE basis. So what is your call on the Malaysian sector and in what names?
Malaysian telcos are rather expensive in certain perspective. We think that the higher valuation may be due to their higher EBITDA margin, which hovers around 40 to 50% range, higher than the regional peers. As well, they still divvy out a very good dividend. Within our space, currently we like the fixed players. First of all, it's time.com. We have a buy with target price on 10.14. The other one is actually TM. We still like it. We have a buy with target price of 5 ringgit.
Thank you so much, Jay Young. And that was Jay Young, senior analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. And he quite likes TM at the moment. And also his other top pick was Time.com.
Yeah, he likes it because of its mobility strategy. And also, interestingly, its possible admission into the KLCI at its next review.
Yeah, so Time.com is untraded this morning. They were last at 9 ringgit and 14 cent. They are up 14.3% year to date. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.